Thank you. श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्री श्री राधा चंद्र सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम गौनिताय भगवान की जय। समवेद वैष्णव बिंद की जय। निताय गौर ब्रह्मानंदे हरि हरि गो। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड गॉडीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड गॉडीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौर एंड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु। Hare Krishna, thank you for all coming. We are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 9th chapter, text 41. We can see the synonyms, so while we are reciting the verse, we'll have idea. Munigana, the great learned sages, Nipa Varja, the great ruling kings, Sankule, in the great assembly of Anta Sarasi conference, Yudhishthira of Emperor Yudhishthira, Rajasuya, a royal performance of sacrifice, Esham of all the great elites, Arhanam, respectful worship, Upapeda, received, Ikshaniha, the object of attraction, Mama, my, Drishi, sight, Gochara, within a view of, Esha, the, personally present, Atma, the soul. Turn on the microphone. It's on.
Should I turn it up?
No. Somebody, Mother Agatmika takes the microphone. But it's on. It's on. Oh. Okay. Thank you. That's good. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam namaskritam narancaiva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jayam mudirayet nasta prayesu avadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naistaki. So text 41. Muni gana nipavarja sankale anta. Sadasi Yudhishthira Rajasuya Esham. Arhanam Upapeda Ekshaniya. Mama Drishi Gochara Esha Abhiratma. Muni gana nipa varja sankale anta. Sarasi Yudhishthira Rajasuya Esham. Arhanam upapeda ekshaniya. Mama Drishi Gochara Esha Abhiratma. Please chant. Muni gana nipa varja sankale anta.
Sarasi
तरसि युधिष्ठिर राजसूयैषम् आर्हणम् उपपेदये क्षणीय मम दृष्टि गोचरा एषाभिरात्मा शशप्रभुश्चन्ति सरासि युधिष्ठिर राजसूयैषम् आहनमुपपेदये क्षणीय मम देशि गोचर एषात्मा मुनिगणानि पवार संकले अन्ता स्थिर राजसूयैषम् आर्हणम् उपपेदये क्षणीय दृष्टिगोचर एषात्मा गणानि पवार्ज संकले अन्तासि युधिष्ठिर राजसूयैषम् नान इक्षण्य मम दृशि गोचराय Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. At the Rajasiya Jagna sacrifice performed by Maharaj Yudhishthir, there was the greatest assembly of all the elite men of the world, the royal and learned orders. And in that great assembly, Lord Sri Krishna was worshipped by one and all as the most exalted personality of Godhead. This happened during my presence. Who is speaking? Bhishma Dev. Very good. And audience, who is there? Krishna himself also with all of them. It's very nice. Such a sweet assembly. This happened during my presence, and I remember the incident in order to keep my mind upon the Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Yenanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmae Sri Guruve Namah श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति शपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine Bancha Kalpa Taru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Siddhasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 So Srila Prabhupada's purport itself is another Bhagavatam because it's so many confidential and power, key point he gives in his purport. So I'm going to break down the first part of the purport. Srila Prabhupada writes, after gaining victory in the battle of Kurukshetra, Maharaj Yudhishthir, the emperor of the world, performed the Rajasuya sacrificial ceremony. How many here knows what is Rajasuya sacrificial? Yes, Prabhu. Can you say it loudly?
When you go out and conquer the entire earth, and then after that you do the Rajasuya yajna to establish
your soul supremacy. And how do you conquer the other kings? You challenge how? Send the horses with battalion, horse itself not alone. Okay. Correct, very good. And anybody is opposed to the supremacy of Yudhishthir Maharaj, they have to challenge and prove there or they will be defeated. Very good, thank you. The emperor in those days, upon his ascendance to the throne, would send a challenge horse all over the world to declare his supremacy. And any ruling prince or king was at liberty to accept the challenge and express his tacit willingness either to obey or to disobey the supremacy of the particular emperor. One who accepted the challenge had to fight with the emperor and establish his own supremacy by victory. The defeated king would have to sacrifice his life, making a place for another king or ruler. So Maharaj Yudhishthir also dispatched such challenging horses all over the world. Every ruling prince and king all over the world accepted Maharaj Yudhishthir's leadership as the emperor of the world. Well, Prabhupada gave a very complete sentence, but was not easy. They went through a tough time. The east side, Bhima, the four brothers went, they were kind of a, commander chief of each direction of the planet. It's not only this earth, it's more than this earth. At that time, Yudhishthir Maharaj was ruling part of the Jambudip. Jambudip has a 9 islands, we all know. One island is this planet. But the king, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was ruling bigger than this planet. In a subtle form, I just heard Prabhupada says, in a subtle form, the other planet, like a Mandar Hill. 100,000 Jojonas means multiply by 8, and 80,000 times 8, 64,000 mile made of solid gold. Have you ever seen? But it is there. Srila Prabhupada said even in one lecture, the Russian scientists, they are flying off and on to see where it is. But it is there in a subtle form. All these 9 islands, this planet is one of the 9 islands. They are all interconnected, but they are not visible by our physical senses. One of the island has Prahlad Maharaj right now. Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisimhadev, they are doing their leela. Another planet, one is called Haribarsha, that's Prahlad Maharaj. And another is Kim Purusha Barsha, where Hanumanji lives there right now. Right at this moment we are talking. He is there, Sitaram is there. They are doing their pastime. So when you finish your Ram Bhakti in this planet, you go there first, before you go to Sakir Dham or Ayodhya Dham in spiritual world. When we finish our, where do we go? What did Prabhupada say? In chapter, Krishna book chapter 28. In the middle part to the end, Prabhupada give a whole explanation. When we leave Alachua, I mean physically, when we die, then we enter to a planet somewhere, not in this universe, some universe where Krishna is performing Leela, right at this moment. And we'll enter there, not as a Pran Govinda Das or Dibbanga Das. This is just another boy just took birth in Vrindavan. And he has a friend, Balaram, I don't know whether it's a girl or boy, just guessing, you know. You could be Mother Madhumati, could be a friend of Lolita Sakhi, another girl, she's seeing another senior, but they become senior to you, like a little grown up, few years or few days. And then you blend in. And there will be a time Krishna will accept you. That is very crucial point. The moment Krishna accepts you, your journey is over. This life journey is not over. The journey over there will be accepted. That's why it's called Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. Nectar devotion, not nectar devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Explain this, Rupa Goswami, in details. Okay. We'll come back to here. So in this first paragraph that Prabhupada gives, Yudhishthira Maharaj, how he actually establishes supremacy. So I'm going to give you just a couple small stories. Let me see the time. Okay. One was Ballal Sen, because we remember in Mayapur, if you go today, you'll see that, well, I don't mean pandemic time, but in normal time, there is a beautiful parikrama that ISKCON has such a beautiful parikrama system. If you don't like this group, you can go to the other group or other group or other group. There's so many groups. And if you like your own Swajatiya, we talked about last few weeks, that your own white skin or dark skin or Indian skin or whatever, you know, I mean, I'm not saying this is a Vaishnava Drishti, but it is there. It is there in a subtle form. We should be a little bit open heart vision also, because Krishna also has his own caste, believe or not. In Chaitanya Charitamrita you read. He says, Krishna ek gopo jati gopi preyashi tahar devi ba annasti na kare nangika. If you are a girl from this planet or from Alachua, Krishna is not going to accept. If you come from a heaven, Krishna is not going to accept. Prabhupada even says, if you take the best girl, he didn't say Miss Universe, but we think in Miss Universe is the best one. The best girl from this planet to heaven, she will look like an ugly frog. That's what Prabhupada says. And you take the best girl from heaven to Vaikuntha, she will look like an ugly frog. So how those devotees, but this is you in your constitutional position, so beautiful, so beautiful. It's not somebody else, it is us, each of us, in our constitutional form, beautiful form, the most attractive. Anything you are looking for it will be over the moment you look at yourself. You know where Prabhupada gave that lecture? In a morning star. Where the man's explore there, they live there as a naked. And Prabhupada went there twice. First time he went, you know, great soul came from that morning star, whatever the club or men's group. Kamal Krishna Maharaj, Vishnujan Swami, you can name big, big warrior came from there. So it's been Gaurahari Prabhu, he lives here. He was the naked. He told the story to me personally twice that he was chopping the potato and Prabhupada said, so what is the goal of life? He said, to dig. Prabhupada didn't understand. He said, what is talking? He said, dig. What is dig? He said, digging potato. That's his goal of life. But it was very nice. You know, they're still alive. You can ask them very nice story that how Prabhupada. But in the lecture, Prabhupada said, why all the men likes to see their own naked body? Why? This, it's a big deal also right now, big problem. Prabhupada said, I have come to tell you actually how actually you can be naked. Take off this covering of karma, jnana, all this covering. Then you can see yourself. It's so beautiful. That is called self-realization. Self-realization is not something fascination in the sky. It is self, who we are, is the most attractive. Then we'll fall in love with Krishna after that. After self-realization is Krishna realization. Of course, Prabhupada says, more we focus on Krishna, then automatically self-realization will come naturally. Okay, back to this point, that when Bhima was going towards the Bengal, he came to Navadvip. And this side of the Navadvip, you know, Mayapur has a, this Ganges this goes this way, and Jalangi goes this way. And they join. Now, other side, Godrum, and this area was Ballal Sen. Also the other side, Chandkaji, Thom. This area is all Sen families. They are the ruler. Lakshman Sen, famous story with Jayadev Goswami. Ballal Sen, Ballal Digi is there. This is one part of it. Why I'm bringing this story? Because Bhima went there. And Bhima went with the horse of Yudhishthir Maharaj. And he's there passing by, but the Sen ruler, he stopped. Sen Raj says, sorry, you can't pass this. Then Bhima looked at him. Said, you have a tilak. You are a Vaishnav. Said, yes. You believe in Krishna? He said, of course, he's my object of love. He's my worshipable God. Well, Krishna is the one who sanctioned this Yudhishthir Maharaj. He is the, what do you call, recommender. You know, when you want to run for something, somebody has to recommend. Krishna is the one who actually recommended Yudhishthir Maharaj to be the ruler of the world. Why are you challenging? He said, I'm sorry, I cannot let you go. Let's have a fight. You don't accept Yudhishthir Maharaj? Yes. Then why you want to challenge? It doesn't matter, we have to fight. And Bhima, you know, when you have a friendly discussion, you cannot be angry with the other person. And Bhima kind of lost his, you know, like strength or something. He looks like a Vaishnava, he is acting like a Vaishnava, but he's challenging like a non-Vaishnava. So what can he do? And he doesn't let the horse go. And all the soldiers came. And they started fighting, and he's also laughing and he's fighting. And Bhima kind of like, oh, Krishna. So now I have to tell you something. There was few contracts. One of the contracts was, Krishna told all four brothers, you go in four directions. If you ever challenge that, you try your own strength. If it is not possible to overcome, then you call me, I'll be there. Just don't call me. First you endeavor. It's very nice. We can learn like this. And then, so Bhima, he lost his fight. He kind of like he broke his, chariot and others. And he kind of like he could not put together. That's why he lost his power. So then Krishna appeared. And then automatically Ballal Sen fell at the feet of Krishna. And then Bhima was like a surprise. Said, okay, what is going on here? And then Krishna says, don't worry, I know why he challenged you. This is not a common challenge. The challenge is that he knows that anywhere, any of if your four brothers will be challenged, I will be there. And he never had a darshan of me. He wanted to have darshan, so he fought. So then Bhima got very happy. I'm also very happy to see you, Krishna, Jadava. They used to call him Vasudev. But Balal Sen was more fortunate than Bhima. Why? Because Krishna took the form of Lord Chaitanya. Because he was overwhelmed with love. He said, my Lord, I cannot let you go. This is my first time after a million life I have seen you. I cannot let you go. You have to stay here forever. I want to worship. Or you have to take me with you. He said, don't worry, I'm coming in short time in another form. So he revealed Lord Chaitanya's form. This is 700 years before Lord Chaitanya appeared. And of course there are many other pastimes because of the time. But I'm saying that Yudhishthira Maharaj, finally he got it. But it was a big challenge. After this, all ruler of the world under the regime of Maharaj Yudhishthira were invited to participate in a great sacrificial ceremony of Rajasuya. Such performance required hundreds of millions of dollars. It was not an easy job for a petty king. Such a sacrificial ceremony being too expensive and also difficult to perform under the present circumstances is now impossible in this age of Kali. Nor can anyone secure the required expert priesthood to take charge of the ceremony. You remember Dhananjay Prabhu was here? When was he? Like few years? He was giving class and I asked him a question about his conversation with Prabhupada. And he says after this Rajasuya Jagna, because in this purport, in Rajasuya Jagna, what kind of pots and utensils they were using?
Gold.
Gold, solid gold. So Dhananjay Prabhu asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, they throw it somewhere near Himalaya. Do you know where it is? Prabhupada said yes. Oh! And they had a struggle to get even some money in London for the maintenance and all others. And he thought this will be like over. All the problem will be over because the amount of gold. Prabhupada, can you go there and pick it up? Said, sure. Oh, can you tell us where? No. Why? So it was very interesting how Prabhupada did not want to have a luxury, comfortable life. We have to struggle to purify this existence. It is very important.
You also told him that it would be controversial because it may be near the Chinese side.
Chinese side?
And Himalayas.
Himalayas. We would have a fight. Maybe coronavirus would not come if we would have that. Probably not. We'll see. Thank you. So after being invited, all the kings and great learned sages of the world assembled in the capital of Maharaj Yudhishthira. The learned society, including the great philosophers, religionists, physicians, scientists, and all great sages, was invited. That is to say, the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas were the topmost leading men in society. And they were all invited to participate in the assembly. The Vaishyas and the Sudras were unimportant elements in society, and they are not mentioned herein. Due to the change of social activities in the modern age, the importance of man has also changed in terms of occupational position. In other words, I was many years back, Shesha Prabhu gave class on 10th Canto 74 chapter where he was mentioning, I don't know, 3-4 years back, it was very interesting about Agra Puja. If you remember when he gave class, the whole class was based on Agra Puja. And it invaded in my consciousness, you know, that time, few years back.
I think everything is in your consciousness.
No, by the mercy of Krishna. But it was very interesting that the importance of Agra Puja. And Prabhupada gave they brought it from Krishna book to in the purport, that the importance of Agra Puja. And how Krishna established, actually this Rajasya ceremony. First thing was that when we are born, with not our spiritual duty, we are born with our material reaction of karma. So in that sense you can say you are born with karma and not born with dharma. What to do? You learn it as you grow up in a culture. In Rajasya Jagna, Krishna was so genius, that he appointed, if you want to know more details, you can read on 10th canto, 75th chapter, how Krishna engaged actually everybody. Here, translation goes that Bhima supervised the kitchen. You know why Bhima was given? It's very interesting how Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explained this, that we are born with a particular nature. The orientation, Bhima had an orientation of action, you know, action-oriented person. That's how he is always. All these devotees in Alachua, one of the three groups, you can see, it is not a like a higher or lower. It is your born nature. You are either action-oriented or person-oriented. Or thinking oriented. Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking oriented. So even though he is the king, but he is always asking Vasudev Krishna, so Duryodhana is here, what service he should do? Krishna says, let me think for a moment. He should be a cashier. Now you may think like, why Krishna choosing Duryodhana to be cashier? Is there something hidden? Yes. Actually, Duryodhana could be completely purified if you take this Krishna service gladly. Why Bhima is given kitchen in charge? Because he's an action-oriented person. He's not a people-oriented. If you put with the, you know, Bhima with everybody else, he may make a big mess. I mean, he's a great Mahabhagavata. I want to be very careful on my tongue. But at the same time, he's not a people-oriented person. He's an action-oriented person. Can you see yourself where your orientation is? If you are engaged properly, you can purify just like this. Of course, with Krishna consciousness, not just material. And Sahadev, he is a people-oriented person. Now, in that assembly, all these people were here, but they had to decide first, who should we worship first? Agra or Hanam? Agra Puja, Sesha Prabhu gave more details. You can read, I mean, hear that lecture. I think they still have it probably. But what I remember was very interesting, that Agra Puja, that Bhishmadev is remembering, because he was seeing the whole thing, scenario. Do you know why Krishna choose to wash everybody's feet? Because majority people has a pride, they cannot do it. So Krishna himself choose to wash everybody's feet. And those who are in humility very advanced, they join with Krishna. It was very interesting. And Krishna also gave a hint that Sahadev should speak. Why? Because he is people-oriented. It is a natural. Those who are people-oriented, they are more successful in preaching. And Prabhupada is people-oriented. Always, you can see Prabhupada's whole life is people-oriented. All these qualities there, he's also action-oriented, but he's more people-oriented. He is aware. And when Prabhupada starts conversing, like for an example, Hayagriva Prabhu, he wrote a whole pages, you know, few pages, how he is not going to be the president of New Vrindavan. This is his decision. But he's going to give it to Prabhupada, but he's going to give it with a whole analytical you know, break down. As he finished, all of a sudden, he got a call. Prabhupada wants to see you. He said, oh, great. So he had the paper somewhere in his chart, and then he went there. Prabhupada says, oh, you are here. Very good. I have one suggestion. I think I decided you to take sannyas. Sannyas. He was like a thunderbolt, he fell on him. Sannyas, I just have a newly born child. Prabhupada said, don't worry, we'll have an arrangement to take care of your child. But Prabhupada, I just got married like a year before. It's all right, somebody will take care of your wife. But Prabhupada, and he's going on, and Prabhupada is not bad. Prabhupada is so genius. And then at the end, Prabhupada said, all right, if you cannot do all this, then become a president. Yes, great, great, I will do that. Now, if Prabhupada put this in the first place, I don't know what would happen. But that was Prabhupada's idea, and he wrote how he didn't want to become president. And he didn't even open the pages. He just like, yes, Prabhupada, great, I will take presidentship and have my family and child. So this is, of course, geniusness. But then you can see, actually, Hargiva Prabhu, how he expressed, he said, Prabhupada was so genius that he knew how to purify my heart. And he gave me a position which I could not see that actually it is appropriate for me. Now in our life, we have to be very careful. I think I said in one class, the two things we need always in order to cross the... just to get out of this Mahakalapuram. Mahakalapuram means the layers of the universe. By the power of bhakti, we get out. When we get out, we go to Golok Vrindavan. Doesn't mean you will go to deep sleep at night, and then you don't remember anything, and then you woke up in Golok Vrindavan. Not like this. I'm sorry to say it, but that's not how it is said. You don't go to, because one Gurukuli boy, Navin, he said, Prabhu, is it possible, I go to deep sleep and then I wake up in Golok Vrindavan? I said, nowhere it says that. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it breaks down twice in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That actually you are conscious being, by conscious choice, you're going to pass through layer after planet, and then you're going to enter into Golok. That doesn't mean physically you have to do it, but you can be physically here, but in subtle form, you actually literally pass through. Temptation just came. How do you feel? I can live without it. Very good. You are in nishta stage. Oh, wow, she's nice. Maybe we should talk. You are not in a nishta stage. You are in anarthanibritti. Prabhu, get to reality. This is what Chaitanya Charitamrita demonstration is. So we see, for an example, it's not the devotional service we do. We should be aware for whose pleasure and under whose guidance constantly in order to actually feel satisfied inside. A good example, there are many examples. One example, when Lord Ram was going to the forest, he came in the beginning under Guhak. This is such a wonderful devotee. First time he saw Lord Ram, Lakshman and Sita. So Lakshman has a vow that when Ram and Sita, they rest, he's going to guard and nothing can come and touch or disturb their sleep. So when Lord Ram and Sita Devi were resting in Guhaka's place and Lakshman went around with his bow and arrow, he goes like this and makes sure that they can rest. No disturbance from anywhere. When Guhak saw this, what going on? His Lakshman wants to kill my Lord Ram. So he took his bow and arrow and he's going far distance guarding Lakshman. If he does one little thing to Ram, I'm going to kill him. Now that is also for Ram's love, you can say. See if you can catch. There's a very important lesson for us. Then Guhak's soldier or his people, they woke up middle of the night and said, what is our master doing? He's trying to kill Lakshman. And Lakshman trying to kill Ram. What's going on? They got so puzzled, they took their own weapons. And they started going around in a jungle. You know, they live in a jungle. So Ram and Sita, of course, they're sleeping. They have no idea what else is going on. Of course, as a god, they know. But as a Rasa. So in the morning, everything is over. So then Sita Ram sat down and asked Lakshman, how was your night? It was a jubilant. I was so happy, my lord, that you both has rested and nothing disturbed. Very nice. Guhak, how was your night? It was miserable, my lord. Miserable in my presence? Lord Ram is Supreme Lord. How can he be miserable? Because I was confused that I thought Lakshman is trying to kill you. At some point to take over the kingdom, he will go back and say, okay, Ram is dead, I will take over. Say, where do you come up with this idea? Oh, on my own, my lord. Under whose guidance you were guarding Lakshman? My own mind? Say, that's why. So even devotional service is not going to make you satisfied unless you have a guidance. Under whose order, instruction, you are actually doing this service. And then all those people of Guha, Lord Ram asked, well, did you all have a good sleep? No. We are whole night just worried about what is our master is doing. If he does anything wrong, we'll kill him. Who came up with this idea? Oh, we did ourselves. Well, that's not spiritual devotional path. Even though they all attracted to Ram, they all want to serve Ram, but there was no under guidance. Lakshman was happy because he was under guidance of Ram the moment. And the rest, they didn't. So in our spiritual path also, we have to be very careful that we should have always thinking under whose guidance I'm doing this service. If it is pleasing Prabhupada, how it is pleasing Prabhupada, we should be aware. Then satisfaction. If satisfaction does not come in the heart, we cannot progress further. We'll be like staying hungry. Have you ever eaten soup with forks? No? You can try, please, in a home. Try drinking soup with the forks. See what will happen. Anybody can figure it out what will happen? You'll have two problems. You'll stay hungry and busy. You stay hungry and busy, but you never get satisfied. So I learned this from a Jewish diamond dealer when I was in diamond business. He said, you know, I don't bargain because I don't eat soup with forks. I was like, what in the world is this? Then he explained me like that. I learned that. And it's applicable to our life. That we need spiritual satisfaction, then spiritual satisfaction will keep us going in spiritual life. So nicely. Mahaprabhu confirmed this understanding. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know the definition of a characteristic of pure love, Mahaprabhu says, Bhitare anandamay bhajya visajalamay Krishna premer e adbhut charit. The characteristic, Prabhupada translate, of Krishna Prem, that inside you have a satisfaction. It is required. It is compulsory. But how does satisfaction come? From inner connection. Am I pleasing Prabhupada? Yes. Yes. Automatically you will feel a happiness that you could not trace it. How it is coming. Inner connection gives us satisfaction. What will happen outside? Bhajye Bisha Jalamay. You know, Bish means poisonous. Means in this world, you will have a struggle always. Don't try to minimize struggle. Struggle will come automatically. You never have to invite. It's a naturally will produce. But what Krishna consciousness is not outside struggle. Is not solution of our outside problem. It's inner connection. That is Krishna consciousness. That is Mahaprabhu's conclusion. That we should be always happy that we are serving under Prabhupada guidance, under whose guidance, for whose pleasure. This inner connection will give us a satisfaction, will make us strong in spiritual path. I'm sorry, I will go finish the rest of the purport. Time is clicking. Now Prabhupada writes, so in the great assembly, Lord Sri Krishna was the financial
focus
of neighboring eyes. Everyone wanted to see Lord Krishna. Everyone wanted to pay his humble respect to the Lord. Bhishma Dev remembered all this and was glad that his worshipable Lord, so personally, personality of Godhead, was present before him in his actual formal presence. So to meditate on the Supreme Lord is to meditate on the activities, form, pastimes, name and fame of the Lord. This is such a secret Prabhupada gave. If we cannot focus on the quality, in the form of the Lord, we cannot remember him. In chapter 10, Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada writes, Smaranam, the chapter is begin with the Smaranam. Prabhupada writes, some way or other, if you can establish a relation, he didn't say Krishna, a relationship with Krishna in your mind, means you have to endeavor. It is not automatic. Krishna consciousness is not automatic to the conditioned soul. It is intentional. You have to really focus and force, as Dibhanga Prabhu always say, Prabhupada says, japa is what? Forced meditation. Means it is not automatically, you know, you put your hand and you finish 16 hours. No, you are choosing to finish 16 hours or more. This is intentional. We have to choose always to. You know, you hear when Krishna was walking in Mathura, just came Krishna Balaram. They told to their father, can we have it just, we never saw the city life. Nanda Baba says, yes, go ahead. You know, village boy. Of course, they are Supreme Lord, what village boy. And they were going just to see them. One of the things says that some ladies were with their husband in their intimacy. They forgot everything, they just ran and going on the roof of the building, just they heard Krishna has come. And here you wonder, if Krishna Balaram walks out from our altar and goes to Alachua Main Street, you wonder like whether they will come out, you think or not? What do you think? Huh? There is a key point. Jiva Goswami Pad writes, it's not our fascination, it's already Jiva Goswami Pad already wrote the above. He said, Bhajaniya Sarvada Sad Guna Vishishta. Krishna's form, his quality is so endearing, so enchanting, so attractive that you cannot help but to serve him. But Krishna has to open, Krishna has to agree, okay, I'm going to show my form to all these main street people. If he does not, even Krishna Balaram walk, people will not be watching him. The key point is that they have to agree, or they have to be willing, Krishna has to be willing to actually exhibit. That's why we don't feel attracted. I should not say we. I don't feel attracted sometimes. Why? Because the Lord is not sanctioning. It is the longing. It is the key point, Jiva Goswami Pad writes. Do you notice how many songs we have about longing? Kabe habe bolo sedinoy amar. Kabe habe bolo sedinoy amar. When, oh when, the day will come. So many songs. Prabhupada even such a Mahabhagavat, and Prabhupada told Jamuna Devi, what is the main favorite song?
Hari
Hari. Hari Hari. This is longing. Prabhupada said this is his favorite song. The whole song is nothing but longing. Longing. This is the key point. If we have developed this longing, and Krishna will be attracted and he will sanction. That time, you will lose all the interest of this world. They will be there, but it will not be attractive. It is our charming attraction to this world has to be withdrawn. But we say, don't try to remove the darkness. Bring the light, darkness will be removed. So we have to be longing, not trying to get out of the material relationship. That is not good. Practically also I felt in my life. More we are attracted to Krishna, then what we don't want automatically will disappear in our heart. But if we try to disconnect with the world without developing Krishna attraction, there is a problem. In Sanskrit it's called, one devotee in Chopati was gave class and he found this verse, it was very sweet. He says, artha pravritti focus, not artha nivritti. He says, focus on artha pravritti, attraction to Krishna. Then anartha nivritti will be automatically taking place. What is anartha nivritti? Say Puri Prabhu and Krishna. Between Puri Prabhu and Krishna, whatever is blocking that he is not feeling that attraction is called anartha nivritti. Everybody understood? Anartha nivritti is nothing but between you and Krishna, whatever is blocking. So, artha pravritti can remove anartha nivritti or diminish anartha nivritti. Stage means if more we are attracted to Krishna proportion to our disinterest to the material world. Then Prabhupada writes the last paragraph. That is the easier than what is imagined as a meditation. Oh, yes. Imagine as a meditation on the impersonal feature of the Supreme. In the Bhagavad Gita 12.5, it is clearly stated that to meditate upon the impersonal feature of the Supreme is very difficult. It is practically no meditation or simply a waste of time because very seldom is desired result obtained. I'm giving a little warning. It's in the second canto, Prabhupada writes very nicely. When you come to the deity, please don't judge to other devotees when you see them doing this. Because I do this, I steal probably once in a while, but I'm trying not to do it. Prabhupada writes, when you look at the deity, if you just say, oh, there is Gornitai, Radhasam Sundar, Krishna Balabha, that is impersonalism, heavily contaminated. When you really look at every limbs of the form, your impersonalism is disappearing. Now, you will see sometimes devotee comes and pay obeisance and who else is here? Means impersonalism. There is no relationship at all. They are seeing Krishna but not seeing Krishna. They are seeing Krishna as the impersonalism. So that's a disease. In second canto, Prabhupada gives the whole purport about it. But that doesn't mean we should judge. You know, generally we see the devotees spend maximum 1 minute to 2 minutes. After that they forget, they see who else is here. They find more personal there. Because the personal relationship with the Lord is not established. A good example, Satsarup Maharaj gives his own life. He said, Srila Prabhupada was walking on 26th Avenue and he looked through that window and saw someone who looked like a Buddha. This is Satsarup Maharaj's own writing. And he was curious, so he came on 22nd Avenue, that place where Prabhupada was staying, and he sat inside, listened to the class, and at the end of the class, he said to Swamiji, Prabhupada's name was Swamiji, how can I understand that I am nothing? Oh, you are not nothing? No, you are something, Prabhupada said. That boy, Steve, later became Satsarupa. Das Goswami. So impersonalism is there, but Prabhupada always trying to smash it. It's very interesting. One time Prabhupada was giving class, the whole class was so intense about this impersonalism. And Kesava Bharati Maharaj, I mentioned this story before, Kesava Bharati Maharaj was he was not a sannyasi that time. He was thought that there is some group in India, they're impersonalists, and Prabhupada is really angry with them. So he's blowing off, today. So after the class, Kesava Bharati Prabhu or Maharaj went to Prabhupada. He said, I'm so sorry, Prabhupada, you are angry. Some group call him personalist in India made you angry? And Prabhupada looked at him. He said, I'm talking about you. He was like, me? Personalist? He was like, he could not put together. And then he realized that we are born with contamination of impersonalism. Fourth chapter, Bhagavad Gita, text 10. In the middle part, Prabhupada writes, we are born with three attachments. Those are deadly. We need to get out of it. One is Mayavadi, one is Buddhism. These are we are born with. He didn't mention Mayavadi, Buddhism, but he said like this. They are fear of spiritual identity. And then the first one was, Prabhupada said, negligence of spiritual life. You ever heard that, negligence of spiritual life? That's an attachment we are born with. It's very dangerous, so we have to get... Oh, it's already 9 past, sorry. The last sentence, Prabhupada writes, the Lord is non-different from His transcendental activities. It is indicated also in this sloka that Lord Sri Krishna, while actually present before human society, especially in connection with the battle of Kurukshetra, was accepted as the greatest personality of the time, although he might not have been recognized as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this is the end, but I request you one thing, if you can read 10th Canto, chapter 74 and 75, it is so beautiful. That was original idea I had to establish Krishna's supremacy, how Sahadev gave a beautiful speech. It was such a beautiful speech, I still remember, 10 years back we had. It's like overwhelming. You still think sometime you will fall in love with Krishna when you read those two chapters. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Prabhu, there's one question online that says, was the sacrifice after the war, and if so, how could Bhishma be present?
The sacrifice was not after the war. This is 50 years before the war. That's the only question?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. Can you please explain, I got a one text, can you please explain last sentence of the translation? How could Bhishma Dev be present? Oh, it's the same one. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Manchakalpataravishri ki paas indi bevacha patitana paavani bevacha.